housing affordability. It's an issue plaguing minds across the country, particularly for younger Australians, as the national housing crisis highlights widening intergenerational disparity, and for many, threatens the dream of owning a home altogether. 13-year-old Adelaide-based Sebastian Monius-Mahar says he is deeply concerned about home ownership for his generation, using statistical projections to show the vast gap between rising house prices and stagnating wages. Ahead of the federal budget, he's launched a petition urging governments to cut negative gearing and capital gains tax discounts.
I'm 13 years old. I started year 7 in Adelaide. I started a petition called Home is a Right that aims to get rid of the capital gains tax discount beyond investors with multiple properties and end negative gearing beyond one investment property.
And can you tell me why you've launched that petition?
I was concerned about housing affordability for everyone in my generation and younger Australians as a whole.
You've just said that the petition calls to end negative gearing beyond one investment property and also scrap the capital gains tax discount for investors with multiple properties. Can you tell me why you focused on these two policies?
We believe these two policies are the ones that will de-incentivize the use of housing and properties as investments, and therefore, first of all, increase the amount of supply of empty houses that no one's owning, but you can rent out, and also stop in like future investors and companies from just buying up or any new houses that the government would want to build.
In terms of your petition, can you tell me what the response has been so far, both from the public or potentially from policymakers?
The response we've gotten from comments on the petition is overwhelmingly positive, and we have seen many examples of people sharing concerns about their children's housing affordability or their grandchildren's or even theirs.
When you look to the housing crisis and think about your future, how does that make you feel?
Based on the numbers that I've seen and the numbers that we have, it feels a little bleak.
You've got a website and you've done some significant maths. Can you tell me also about some of those numbers and projections? What do these suggest about housing in the future, particularly for your generation?
Right now, the median Adelaide house price is $940,000. That's like this year. And by the time I'm out of uni, that will have grown to $1.6 million, while the median graduate salary is only $92,000. Using those numbers, it takes roughly 20 years to save for a deposit. And in those 20 years, the house price will have already grown to $5.5 million. House prices over the next 20 years are going to increase by nearly 200%, while wages will only increase by 81%.
With those figures in mind, how do you think that this housing crisis and the housing market more broadly affects people your age, you know, in terms of flow-on effects?
I think if my generation doesn't have stable housing, and you can already see this with 20 and 30-year-olds, we most likely won't want to have children and start families because we'll be too concerned about whether we'll have a place to live in the next 2 years. I think that would be one of the knock-on effects of living your entire life renting.
The petition now, how many signatures have you got for that?
As of now, we have 18,400 signatures.
Wow. And have you reached some of the kind of, I guess, people at the top, some of the politicians, policymakers, have they engaged with you?
Yeah, we've sent emails to every single federal MP and senator, and we've received emails from a number of them. Senator Walker, Jackie Lambie, Andrew Wilkie, Barbara Pocock.
Sebastian's father, Ed Galvez, says the housing crisis raises immediate concern across generations, but is particularly concerned for his son's age group.
Me and my wife are worried about the present because fact that Sebastian came during breakfast and said, look, I'm really concerned about this. physically like stressed about this because he's in the news and his friends have mentioned it to school. So I first said like, okay, let's look at the numbers. And the numbers are really, really simple. They are just a projection of the current difference in growth of property value and salaries, right? And the gap is enormous now. And, you know, people are having to take on like huge mortgages, but the gap is going to become unsustainable. What we said is like, you know, you don't have to take it sitting down, right? You can do so, like mostly for his mental health. Like the response we've got is completely unexpected.
What impact do you hope that voices like Sebastian's have now and particularly just ahead of the federal budget?
I said, look, it's just like we're trying like enact change by pushing in the direction we think we should push. Lots of other people need to push with us, right? I calculated and probably today we're going to get to 20,000 or closer. And it's just, I think it's a real signal. Out of all the comments that are written, like maybe 3% are people who are against. Out of 90,000 people who have seen the petition, almost 20,000 have signed it, which is to me a signal that it is a real problem. And the vast majority, right? Like I'm not going to focus in my way. The vast majority of people have basically said, look, I'm suffering through this too, or I'm worried for my grandchildren, or I'm 12 and I'm worried about this. One of the realizations we had was like, they know this is going to crash population. They know a lot of things. I mean, hopefully they will take action now. The growth needs to be reasonable compared to salaries.
Are there any other, I guess, main messages that you have, again, for our government or that you want the general public to take on board?
It was yesterday. Like, they also interviewed him and they said something like, this is a generational issue. How will you address older generations? He said, think of your grandchildren. For the older Australians, right, who might be opposed to this. And then later that night, he said something like, I should have said, think of your grandchildren and think that everyone is someone's grandchild, right? It's like everyone in our generation is someone's grandchild. So think of that too. Like they all sort of deserve the same shot that previous generations had. These kids deserve a shot. The Australian dream, and the Australian dream is not renting. The Australian dream is home ownership.
Adelaide resident Ed Galvez speaking with me.